podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us. Before we get started today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoeing machine in the market. I've said this multiple times. We own three of them. I want a fourth and a fifth. My AD's listening to me. But they're so great. They work so well. They're so easy to set up. I think my record is 37 seconds or 32 seconds to set it up. But mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off. Mention Coach Collins, they'll take really good care of you. And also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's everything you need from a nationally ranked. We won three state titles. We were just talking recently. We've won over 460 games in our program and lost 130 over the last 20 years. And I think we know the secret sauce to be successful, the roadmap, what it takes on and off the court. So go over and check it out and enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Coach Collins is going to talk about things that I have kind of gathered. It's kind of been one of those things that have I've gotten a lot of emails and people reaching out via social media. So I'm going to keep these going. Tell me what you think. Make sure you leave a review and a thumbs up. Those are big to us. 5-star reviews are the biggest. All right. So let's talk about a couple of things. I just read, I don't remember where I was reading it, but it was the Marines talk about how they kind of run things and they adapt, improvise, and overcome. And I think, let me say that again, Marines adapt, they improvise, and they overcome. I think that is what all of us need to do as coaches, is we need to adapt to changing players, changing times, changing game. We need to improvise and not be necessarily predictable. We need to overcome obstacles. You know, I can tell you lots of things that I've had to overcome in my coaching career, as far as injuries, as far as eligibility, as far as all those kind of things. It's a lot of us, us dealing with adversity, us dealing with things that are not necessarily making it easy. Another thing that I have noticed, and this is something, especially as an older coach, I've noticed is it's hard for us as coaches, because a lot of us are teachers. A lot of us like to talk. It's don't over communicate with your team. The more talking they do, the better off, the less talking you do. So when I say I like a loud practice, I like a loud practice that's not me. I like a loud practice that's them. That's important moving forward, but don't communicate for your team. I think that's a big part of it. The more talking they do, the better off it is for everybody. Another thing that it took me a while is don't blame the kid for the parents. You're going to deal with some irrational people in your coaching career, but it's not the kid's fault. It's not about them. It's about us. It's hard. It's hard to separate the two. You must separate the parent from the player. That goes to the theme of this, is we need to adapt, not adopt. I think this time of year, everyone's adopting a specific offense or adopting a specific, movement. Adapt. If you're a team that's less athletic, it's okay. It's not great. I'd rather have an athletic team than a non-athletic team. But there's things that, so I'm not as athletic as you. So what does that mean? That means I take better shots. I have to not make mistakes, not turn the ball over. I have to shorten the game. I have to be solid with the ball. I have to do things like that if I'm maybe not as athletic as you. So there's always answers. There's always ways that you can adapt, not adopt your specific team for the specific circumstances. And one side note is, I was just talking to one of my assistant coaches about setting weekly goals for players. What are you going to do this week? You know, what are you going to do as a brother? What are you going to do as a son? What are you going to do as a student? What are you going to do as a teammate? What are you going to do as a player? And just like in my classroom, I have, you know, Infinite Campus. I have a way of tracking. I have a way of keeping track. I do, you know, I keep a folder. I keep a thing for each kid. You know, obviously we didn't have a season last year, but just things that mean something to them, things that they need work on, things that all of those, I think are very helpful with moving forward. So I hope this was great. Let me know how I can help you and we'll talk soon. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.